Morning Edition commentator John Ridley is a swing constituency of one. He'll be voting in the swing state of his native Wisconsin. In the past, Ridley has voted for and contributed to candidates in both parties. So John has been talking to us over the last several weeks about the candidates, the presidential candidates especially. He's not an expert, just one swing voter. So we pointed him towards something that might help.
I was directed to this site, and this is called selectsmart.com. They have these questions you go through, you select them, and then when you're done, it tells you which candidate of many candidates you are actually more in line with.
This is the equivalent of a presidential candidate online dating service, is what you're saying. You're
going to like The Bachelor, but you don't get a rose and you don't get to embarrass yourself, but you do get to make a selection at the end of this.
Well, let's go through some of the questions that the Select Smart people said were important in figuring out where you stand in relation to a presidential candidate.
All righty.
So what do we got here? Number one is taxes and spending. Check any and all statements with which you agree. Where did you fall, John?
I ranked the following. I thought reducing federal spending and taxes very important. But regardless, vitally important federal spending and taxes be balanced. I think that's very, very important.
Balanced budget.
Balanced budget. You have to have a balanced budget. And then down at the bottom, eliminate the federal estate taxes. I've already been taxed. Don't tax me on money I'm giving to my family when I die.
Just keep it in your family. Make sure that your family has an unfair advantage for all time.
Absolutely. It seems to be working for the two guys who are running for president, so I figure I got to start now and my great-great-grandchildren might be able to run the country.
Okay, so we move on here. Federally funded social services and poverty aid.
I don't think that faith-based individuals or organizations, as true-hearted as they may be, I don't think they should get in the business of spending some federal money. So in favor of estate tax elimination, which I guess falls in the Bush category, but I'm going to go against the faith-based right there.
Agree or disagree, it is appropriate for the U.S. to take unilateral military action against enemy nations, for example, Iraq.
Oh, absolutely.
Agree or disagree, it is bad policy for the U.S. to attack an enemy nation preemptively.
Now, I do believe that that is bad policy. If they had weapons of mass destruction, if we have irrefutable proof, and nobody else wanted to go to war, absolutely, we should go to war. Or if they attack us and nobody wants to be on our side, absolutely, we should attack them.
Did you just flip-flop?
That is not a flip-flop. Unilateral action is different from empty preemptive action. I think those are two completely different things. That is not a flip. Complicated ideas for complicated times.
So you went through this entire questionnaire. There are questions about health care, Social Security,
yeah,
illicit drug laws, trade. They continue on down the page here. Gun policy, abortion policy. What did you learn about your own views as you went through here?
Well, as with that last question, I think that they are very complicated. And I think that in America right now, people on both sides, they're marginalized. I think most people in America are not one or the other. It's a massive gray area. And I certainly got that feeling when I went through these answers. And I was surprised by the ultimate result when they told me which candidates I was most likely aligned with.
Well,
I went through it. It's ranked out of 100%. And it's ranked over all candidates who are still in the race. So you could have a percentage total that is more than 100% because it's 100% per candidate based on your answers. So for my answers, John Kerry came in slightly ahead at 54%. President Bush was number two at 50%. Here was the big surprise for me. Walt Brown, the Socialist Party candidate, at 45%. And so when people say, John, how can you be a swing voter? How can you be undecided? When you're that close to John Kerry, George Bush, and Walt Brown, I still got a lot of thinking to do.
So as a swing voter, what are you looking for in the final presidential debate tomorrow?
Here's the one thing that I'm really looking for. Both of these guys coming into this last debate is fiscal austerity. Both gentlemen are proposing a lot of programs and a lot of spending, and neither one of them, to my accounting, has a way to clearly pay for this and pay down the deficit as well. I think right now George Bush is running a huge deficit. I think that John Kerry has a lot of great programs that he wants to put in play, but his math does not add up, and quite frankly, that scares me.
John Ridley is a Hollywood screenwriter. His screen credits include Three Kings, and he's also our swing voter, checking in with us periodically to see how he's taking the presidential campaign. John, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.